Hello everybody, today we have a guest from Harvard University. Jennifer Gelder is with us. She is a professor in psychology. Now let's welcome her.
Thank you, thanks for hosting me. As you said, I'm a psychologist. I have excelled in educational psychology and throughout my academic years of profession, I have found that school kills creativity. Especially starting from first grade until the end of high school, where you cannot pick your classes and take like as many creative classes as you want, and you have to learn science, math, more than anything else. Your creativity kills day by day, and by the time you realize it, it's actually too late. Like, we see many people starting playing instruments when they are 40, 50 because they haven't had the chance before, probably because they had to get ready for academic exams like SAT or any other test they have to take, and they have to learn math and physics and biology, etc., to get into a good college, and they cannot really focus on what they really like. And what I found that when you focus on only one side of your education, like when only you make one part of your brain work every day, the other part actually dies until you get to the point where you realize it. Like your muscles, when you don't use them very often, they actually get lost.
Yeah,
this is what I think.
Right. Do you have any example about it?
Not a specific example, but I would ask you a question and to the audience. Like when we ask students why they go to college, they say that they want to get a career, they want to get a diploma from a university so that they can earn a lot of money when they graduate. But the question is, you know that the 10 richest people in the world haven't graduated from university, and some of them even haven't graduated from high school.
Yeah, great. Let's ask one of the audience. Is there any student here?
Yes?
Yeah. Can you tell us why do you want to go to school, please?
I actually wanted to play the viola. Like, I have playing it since I was 6, but my parents told me that I cannot make a lot of money while playing viola or violin, so I had to study math and physics and other science classes. And even though I'm really terrible at it and I would have a really good career if I played my instrument, I go to college so that I can make lots of money when I graduate.
Yeah, this is the reason.
Thank you. As all you see, guys, this is the case. So thank you for coming to our show and giving our information about this topic. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.